All right, guys, we've got to talk about Donald Trump's mental state. And if you've watched this channel for a while and you've seen me before, because my name is Chris Mowry, I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. I've talked for a while about Donald Trump's very clear and obvious cognitive decline. And finally, people have really taken notice of this, including a lot of MAGA individuals, people like Alex Jones, Congress, mainstream media. So I want to update you guys on a few of these things. Before we hop into it really quickly, like I did say, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily episode here on the Adam Mockler channel. If you appreciate this work, if you like the way I do videos, it'd mean a lot if you check out my YouTube channel right down below. And make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel. Why not? We are getting closer and closer to 2 million subscribers. You guys are absolutely nuts. We appreciate each and every one of you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you so much for the support lately. Let's hop right into this. So this article from today, ex-CIA director, quote, 25th Amendment was written with Donald Trump in mind. Former CIA director John Brennan said Donald Trump's recent statements and actions related to the Iran war raised serious questions about his fitness to remain commander-in-chief, arguing that the 25th Amendment was designed for situations like this. He was on Saturday, criticizing Donald Trump's rhetoric on Iran and the war's consequence. He warned that the president's conduct, paired with his control over U.S. military and nuclear capabilities, represents a dangerous convergence of power and instability. That is absolutely true, and arguably, I mean, that's putting it lightly. It's scary as shit, okay? It is so scary that this guy is sitting in the Oval Office, and in his first term, there were people around him who cared about the Constitution, who, if Donald Trump was like, we're going to launch an all-out assault on whatever country so I can stay in power, they would have declined to follow through with that order because they're not going to put Donald Trump above the Constitution. That no longer exists because this White House is full of loyalists, which we all warned would happen. Ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee formally asked White House physician to conduct a cognitive exam on Donald Trump, citing Truth Social posts and Trump's statement at the Easter egg roll. Quote, experts have repeatedly warned that the president has been exhibiting signs consistent with dementia and cognitive decline, and in recent days, the country has watched President Donald Trump's public statements and outbursts turn increasingly incoherent, volatile, profane, deranged, and threatening. This tweet from yesterday, and you can see the letter here signed by Jamie Raskin. And look at this. According no later than 5 p.m. on April 24th, I insist that you conduct a comprehensive neuropsychological assessment of the president, including a formal cognitive screening instrument, and publicly release the results, which we all certainly deserve. Obviously, you know, I could point to the absolutely atrocious Truth Social post from Easter Sunday. You can point to so many examples lately of Donald Trump's conduct. I think this compilation by CNN is like, it's so perfect, okay? Because this is Donald Trump right after he has started this conflict with Iran, just maybe, this was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. And in the period of essentially 1 hour, the same meeting, he contradicts himself so many times talking about the Strait of Hormuz and NATO. Nobody can actually argue that this guy is okay. Take a listen to this.
Needed help. They won't be there for us. I've just known that for a long period of time. We have some that are really enthusiastic. They're coming already. This is a need. Need would be one of the big boys. If we need their mine boats, or if we need anything, any piece of apparatus that they may have because of a situation that they have, they should be jumping to help us. We want them to come and help us with the Strait. My attitude is, we don't need anybody. We're the strongest nation in the world. We have the strongest military by far in the world. We don't need them.
I mean, that is absolutely nuts. And as we've talked about on this channel, just his statements around the war, he's declared victory, like, I don't know what the current count is, but I know it's more than 14. Okay, I know that for a fact. Declaring victory 14 separate times is nuts. And on my channel, I have walked through the timeline of the direct statements of him declaring victory and then saying we have more to do and then saying we're pulling back and then saying we're going to blow their country to smithereens. It's indefensible. It's been indefensible for so long But now it's like the bar is so far in hell, it's hard to describe. Again, another good example here, it's my honor to announce the nomination of Jerome Powell to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve. Obviously, Donald Trump nominating Jerome Powell in 2017. And then this is a quote from earlier this year. I apologize. I know you can't see this. That's me moving upwards. Let me move this upwards. I was surprised when Jerome Powell was appointed. Donald Trump said that literally in the Oval Office when he was asked about Jerome Powell, saying, oh, I was surprised. I was surprised because such a moron was, you know, selected. It's like, you selected him. Adam Mochler, perfect clip here that went really viral on Instagram, talking about Donald J. Trump, reacting to Donald J. Trump, bragging about taking a cognitive test and acing it. Take a listen.
I'm the only president that ever took a cognitive test.
Bruh.
I took it three times. It's actually a very hard test for a lot of people. It wasn't hard for me. But it's a cognitive test. It starts off with an easy question. And by the time you get to the middle, it gets tougher. By the time you get to the end, very few people can answer those questions. They get very tough, mathematical equations and things. I took it three times. I aced it all three times in front of numerous doctors that I have no idea who they are.
Spoiler alert. This gets fact-checked on Twitter because it says the test he's talking about is the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, a 10-minute dementia screening. It contains no mathematical questions. It's not an intelligence test like Trump claims. It only includes naming animals, drawing a clock, and counting back by sevens.
Yeah, and that's insane when you really think about the fact that I believe it's called a MoCA test. I was actually having a conversation with somebody in the medical field about this. I believe it's called a MoCA test. Again, trying to look for signs of dementia and Alzheimer's, not a good sign in terms of if you potentially have dementia and Alzheimer's. If you don't remember or don't understand the test you're taking, I feel like that's a bad sign. But that's just, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. I have no idea. But yeah, Donald Trump actually believes, I guess, or he's just lying through his teeth. I mean, he does that all the time. What's a lie? What does he actually believe? That he took some intelligence tests. This is Mary Trump, Donald Trump's niece, actually very recently talking more about Donald Trump's mental state. Take a listen to this.
Yes, he's nodding off. And of course, his increasing lack of impulse control and inability to understand what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. I'm also equally concerned about his psychological deterioration. As you know, just for very obvious and definitional reasons, I've never diagnosed him, but he is increasingly meeting many of the criteria for the assessments of the Harris psychopathy checklist. Mm-hmm. And I just, like any other untreated disorder or illness, you don't get better.
Yeah.
Your psychiatric disorders don't just magically go away. And what we see with, again, his poor physical health, his clear cognitive decline, and his psychological deterioration is somebody who is under enormous amounts of stress, who lives a very unhealthy lifestyle, who doesn't get enough sleep, who eats poorly, et cetera, et cetera. And this is just going to lead us to a point where he is either incapacitated, which, and I'm not saying this in a flippant way at all, would be the better of the two outcomes, or he continues down this extremely dangerous path when he is putting our country and the world at risk to protect his ego. Right. I mean, that's kind of where we are right now. Yeah. And I think all of it together is a perfect storm of potential horror.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, I keep seeing so many now, like mainstream people, but also like right wing people talk about this. This is Owen Schroyer, I believe I'm pronouncing that last name correctly, I hope, but he literally had this whole live stream or video or whatever discussing Donald Trump's clear cognitive decline and lack of, quote, lack of concern for opinions of average Americans. If you don't know, Owen for a long time was a producer at War Room, which is Alex Jones's show, InfoWars, The War Room. And so this is an Alex Jones-like like literally worked for him for like 9 or 10 years or something like that. Huge Trump guy, now talking about in this, you know, live stream or whatever, playing clips and being like, Donald Trump is in clear cognitive decline. And it's so frustrating because I hear this and people are like, oh my God, somebody has to step up and do something. Marjorie Taylor Greene said this on CNN. Somebody has to step up in the administration and rein him in. It's like, I know all of you were screaming the same thing, but I was screaming 6 months before the election that Donald Trump is going to fill every single position if he wins with loyalists, and there will be no stopping him. He will only select people. The only requirement to work with Donald Trump is, will you be loyal to Donald J. Trump? Those people have already been vetted out to the extreme that they don't give a damn about the Constitution. That was the warning we all gave you about voting for him, but you, I shouldn't say that. People don't listen. People don't listen. Another kind of Trump right-wing figure, erratic, can't finish sentences, often confused, illogical train of thought, word finding difficulties developing and worsening gradually over time. The president is exhibiting all the signs of dementia. Couldn't agree more. Lastly here, Trump is currently at calling people fat in public level of dementia. If you saw this presser the other day, just going around the room, he'll just kind of like randomly stop in the middle of whatever he's talking about and start being like, oh, good to see you, good to see you. He'll see someone in the crowd and then, you know, ramble off this about J.D. Vance.
The White House, including Vice President J.D. Vance. I think J.D. is J.D. here? Where is J.D.? Yeah. Oh, J.D. He's lost weight. He got a little thinner, and I'm looking for a heavy-set gentleman, and now I find a perfect-looking specimen.
I mean, what is going on? Where's J.D.? Oh, there's J.D. He sounds like a... It's so bad. It's so bad. Listen, let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I appreciate you watching this video. We will keep pushing these types of videos out every day. So make sure you're subscribed and check out my YouTube channel right down below. Appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you in the next one.